The iconic sign at Pulse comes down. Work now begins on a permanent memorial. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Nearly 10 years after the Pulse nightclub mass shooting, work is underway to build a permanent memorial to remember the 49 killed and dozens more injured that night. Next week, the building will be demolished to make way for that memorial. This week, the club's iconic sign was taken down.
I think it brings a completeness to the space here. It is where they felt safe. It is what they saw when they came to dance that night.
What's ahead for the Pulse site, and a look back at the decade-long battle for a permanent memorial. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Seven schools in Orange County are closing, largely due to under-enrollment following votes by the school board Tuesday night. Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall reports the board unanimously voted to consolidate or close six elementary schools and one middle school.
The Orange County School Board voted to close McCoy, Bonneville, Orla Vista, Chickasaw, Eccleston, and Meadow Woods Elementary Schools and Union Park Middle School. Students at those schools will be rezoned to other schools in the surrounding areas. Tiffany Maribel, a parent of twins in the first grade at Eccleston Elementary, says it felt like the decision had already been made long before the vote.
I just felt like they lied because they were saying that it wasn't final, but they were still sending out emails to teachers telling them to look for other jobs. So I just think they already knew, they just lied about it.
Officials with Orange County Public Schools cited under-enrollment tied to factors like declining birth rates, expensive housing in the surrounding areas, and Florida's universal voucher program. Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
Orange County cannot legally impose a moratorium to stop U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from converting a warehouse into a detention center. So commissioners did what they could and approved a resolution announcing their opposition to that possibility in unincorporated Orange County. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns has more.
The resolution says an ICE detention center would strain local services, harm quality of life, and hurt tourism. It also opposes any facility that bypasses local regulations. Several residents spoke in support. Some urged the county to do more in defense of immigrants. So far, no detention center has been announced, though one warehouse in East Orlando was toured as a possible location.
Central Florida has recorded its first measles case this year. According to the Florida Department of Health, a person living in Osceola County and between the ages of 25 and 29 tested positive for the highly contagious respiratory virus. Osceola County Department of Health did not respond immediately for comment. It's the second case ever reported in Osceola, according to the state's records. The first case was reported in 2011. The state reported 132 measles cases in Florida so far this year, which is the most the Florida Department of Health has recorded in its public database. Most cases were reported in Collier County. After a critical mission review, NASA is giving the Artemis II mission a go for launch. A crew of four could launch on a trip around the moon and back as early as April 1st. The decision comes after a flight readiness review. NASA's Lori Glaze said it was a lengthy process, which included the crew of four joining in for the discussion.
At the conclusion of the FRR, all the teams polled go to launch and fly Artemis II around the moon, pending completion of some of the work before we roll out to the launch pad.
The SLS rocket and Orion spacecraft are scheduled to roll out to the launch site Thursday. NASA has six launch opportunities in early April. Artemis II was brought back to the Vehicle Assembly Building last month to repair an issue with the rocket's helium system, which is now fixed. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. NASA's Mars rovers have a new way to get around on the red planet.
To be able to tell a vehicle, like, I want to go over here, can you drive yourself? And for it to be able to figure out where it is makes a big difference in how much you can explore.
How Perseverance and Curiosity are using AI and Martian GPS to explore our planetary neighbor. That's on Are We There Yet? Get it wherever you get this podcast. This week, demolition crews took down the iconic Pulse sign at the site of the former nightclub nearly 10 years after the 2016 mass shooting that took the lives of 49 people and injured dozens more. The sign removal is part of the process of clearing the site to make way for a permanent memorial commemorating the people who died there. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen was at the Pulse site this week as the sign was taken down and joined Engage's Sharon Stone to talk about it.
Thanks for being here, Joe Mario.
Hey, good to be here, Sharon.
So that Pulse black and white sign and all that it has come to mean to people, it was difficult to miss when driving down Orange Avenue. What was that moment like when it came down?
I think it's fair to say it was a little surreal. There was a few people there who came to witness, you know, the sign coming down, and they all agreed that it was coming down with some mixed emotions. But for myself personally, and I think that this is true for, you know, all of us who have been covering this since the Pulse shooting first happened in 2016, that I think why it's surreal is seeing the sign come down and how unchanged the sign looks despite the passage of 10 years, right? And I think there is a little bit of symbolism to that, right? With all that's happened in 10 years, this sign relatively unchanged until it has come down just earlier this week. And, you know, still no permanent memorial, right? So I think to actually see that happen, right? This really big change on this property. Yeah, I think surreal is the right word for it. And you know, Sharon, I guess like to really capitalize on the surreality of that, right? Crew workers raised the club sign high into the air before gently laying it on a truck bed for transport ahead of, you know, planned demolition of the building next week. James Houchins, you know, he's a member of the LGBTQ plus community from Castleberry. And he says he visits the Pulse site frequently. And he was one of those who was experiencing some mixed emotions as the sign came down.
When you're out here just visiting or anything, it's been a sign of hope. It's been a sign of community. It's been a sign of hurt.
The Pulse nightclub first opened its doors in 2004 and had served as a welcome beacon to the LGBTQ plus community before the shooting. However, the club never reopened after that night.
So now that the sign is down and demolition on the building will begin next week, what does it symbolize for people?
You know, back to this mixed emotions, right? I've heard some people say that this feels like a step in the right direction. There are also those who feel as though the proposed plans for the memorial are a bit too much like an Orlando attraction. But the thing that I think both sides agree on, right, no matter how you're looking at this, is that with the sign coming down and with the building being demolished, there is this sense of healing. You know, I've heard the word healing used a lot since planning for a permanent memorial kicked into high gear last year. And for the first and only time, family members of those who were killed and survivors were allowed to go inside the building over the summer.
Thinking about that process of healing, this has been going on a long time. Why has it taken so long to get to this point? The permanent memorial was supposed to be built years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. So while it has been serving as a temporary memorial to those who were killed, it was only intended to do so for a few years. An organization called the One Pulse Foundation was established to create a permanent memorial. It was also going to build a museum. And we even saw some of the concept art of that at one point. It was going to cost tens of millions of dollars to produce that. However, the foundation became mired in controversy, accused of misspending donations and taxpayer funds. And back in 2023, the foundation was dissolved. The city of Orlando later purchased the Pulse nightclub property and promised it would build a permanent memorial.
So we heard from James Houchins, who was out watching the sign come down earlier this week. Were you able to speak with anyone else? How are they feeling?
I ran into Orlando District 4 Commissioner Patty Sheehan, who was also there to watch the sign come down. She says she knows that for some people, this will help with their healing and hopes that in the end, the community gets what it needs.
That's a wound that will never heal for them. All we can hope to do is give them some solace of knowing that we care, and that's what this memorial is about.
Sheehan told me taking down the sign is the first step toward physically changing the property. And she said it's emotional. She sees two tragedies tied to the site, the massacre 10 years ago, and what she described as the One Pulse Foundation taking millions from the community. For her, this moment feels like a clean slate.
So, Joe Mario, do we have any idea what the city will do with the sign now that it's down?
Yeah, we do. The city told us the sign is headed to a climate-controlled storage City of Orlando officials say it will be preserved and incorporated into the final memorial design. Parts of the original nightclub will also be saved and are also in storage. Designers shared plans to put a portion of the original dance floor under a reflection pool to preserve the spirit of Pulse as a place known for music, dance, and community. The breach wall officers broke through the night of the shooting will be saved and incorporated as well. Planners say they're about a third of the way done with the design work right now.
And can you walk us through the timeline of what happens next?
The building demolition is planned for next week to clear the site for a permanent memorial. Construction is scheduled to start this September, with completion planned for September 2027.
Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That was Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen speaking with Sharon Stone on Engage. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. And this week, Joe Burns. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.